Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. We support young carers and young hospital patients in London by helping them to achieve their full potential. I want to say a massive thank you to a young leader called Jao for letting us use his song on today's episode. If you like Jao's song, please get in touch and let us know. We have a very exciting episode to share today. We'll be speaking to TJ, a young musician, creative, and all-round inspirational person. TJ has been a part of RF since 2014, and ever since, he's always brought a smile and positivity to every event and activity he has taken part in. You can see this for yourself if you watched a video of our BBC visit on our YouTube channel. He offered to share his personal creative journey and advice with the young leaders currently on our programme. He gave us all so much needed inspiration in this very difficult time. So we think you will love this episode. It was one of the most fun to make yet. Also, stay tuned until the end and you'll hear the complete song TJ and Jao made together remotely. But before we hear from TJ, I just wanted to recap and say thank you to all of our listeners, young people and participants. We started this podcast in April 2020 as a response to the lockdown. We wanted to keep in contact and stay positive. And we had no idea this podcast would take off or that we'd be able to interview inspirational people all around the world. And I've genuinely seen our young people's skills and confidence grow. So thank you, each and every one of you, for taking part, listening and actively helping us get through this difficult time. Every episode was fun to make and was different from the last. We tried to talk to people from all different backgrounds and careers, so honestly, go back and listen to any episode. We guarantee you'll find one that you love. We've spoken to ambassadors, athletes, musicians, business people, well-being experts, journalists, scientists, astronauts, lawyers, and just all-round inspirational people, to name a few. Let us know which episode is your favourite. Now, finally, before we listen to today's episode, every year we take a group of young leaders to attend the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway. You can see videos of this on our YouTube channel. Unfortunately, we couldn't go this year, so we decided to do our very own digital peace summit. We hosted special guests for a series of talks over 2 days that focused on themes of highlighting food insecurity and building bridges through peace. We were honoured to have the UK Ambassador to Norway, Richard Wood, past guest of the podcast, open our peace summit. We spoke to a representative of the World Food Programme, this year's Nobel Peace Prize winners, and we even got to interview a person that they support from a refugee camp in Uganda. We were so inspired by all of the speakers, including Eco Resolution founders Christabel and Ruby Reed's discussion with climate activist Satish Kumar, US Embassy Deputy Chief of Staff Yael Lempert, Steve Bloom, CEO of Portland Japanese Gardens, and friend of the podcast, Octavia Calthorpe. Thank you all for making the time to take part and inspire our young people. If you want to know more about the Digital Peace Summit we held, get in touch and we can send an overview, or we even have some of the talks available to watch online. Right, now we can crack on with getting inspired today by listening to TJ. Thank you, TJ. Welcome everyone to the Renaissance Foundation podcast. We've got a special interview with one of our own. TJ is a young leader, he's a musician and a creative, and we're gonna talk about music on this podcast. So it's a really good chance to get some tips, ask for his advice and hear about his experience. Thanks for joining us, TJ.
Thank you very much, Corey, man. That was a lovely introduction, man.
Now I thought we could just all introduce ourselves and go around. So we can start with our name, the school year you're in, and then I thought maybe today we could talk about a musician we'd like to hang out with the most. So if you could hang out with any musician, who would it be, basically? Have a little think. So I'm going to go first. My name's Corey. I'm not in school anymore, but I definitely miss it. And a musician I would like to hang out with most, I mean, it's probably pretty predictable, but I would want to hang out with Jimi Hendrix because I've been doing my guitar lessons and it's really hard. I want some tips from him. Because he'd probably be the best person I can imagine to get some guitar tips from. And I nominate Ziana to go next.
Hi, I'm Ziana. I'm 16. I'm in year 11. If I was to choose a musician, well, like an artist, like a singer.
Yeah.
It's going to sound really stupid, but I'd like to be with Alkaline. Because he's kind of my favourite. dancehall artist, so I like him a lot. I'll nominate Armani.
Okay, so I'm Armani. I'm no longer at school also. I'm going to be very basic and say if I wanted to hang out with a musician, it would be Drake. Because, yeah, he's my fave. I mean, it's just non-stop bangers with Drake. So, yeah, I'm going to nominate Georgie to go next.
Someone who's dead. Like,
of course.
Georgie, year 8, and I'd pick Michael Jackson. Because I have a lot of questions to ask him.
Oh, that's such a good shout. I'd want some dancing tips from him, so ask him that for me, please. Who would you like to nominate to go next? Oh, go on. Yeah, pick Rachel. Go for it, Rachel.
Hi, my name's Rachel. Unfortunately, I haven't got a school year. A musician I'd most like to hang out with is probably Mariah Carey because she's so bougie. Like, I'd really look forward to living that lifestyle with her. And also practicing whistle notes. Who wouldn't want to do that all day? So, yeah. Next person I'm going to nominate is Rafay. I'm Rafay and I'm in year 10 and I'm not sure who I'd want to meet. And I nominate whoever hasn't gone, which I think that Jal has just entered and Courtney. So Jal, if you want to go first.
Is that me then?
That is you, yes, Jal.
Hi, I'm Jal. I'm in year 12. Musician I'd like to hang out with most. Probably Stormzy or Ed Sheeran. Yeah, definitely one of them two. And I nominate whoever's left.
Courtney, I think that's you.
Well, my name is Courtney. I believe I'm in my second and a half to say year of college. And in terms of musician, probably Dave.
Good choice. Oh, I'm jealous of these choices. I feel like I might change mine. You picked some really good choices. Is that everyone? Has everyone introduced themselves now? Lovely. So I'm going to move on. Thanks so much for that. Today's speaker, we've got a very special speaker. Our speaker is TJ. He's a talented musician and creative that has been part of Renaissance Foundation since 2013. He first joined with his friend Favor, and ever since, TJ has brought an abundance of positivity, energy, and laughter to every RF visit he's been part of. Before lockdown, TJ joined us on a visit to BBC One Extra, the radio channel. And last year, which I think was exactly a year ago when I looked at the pictures, he joined us at the BBC introducing event where he performed a little bit with what I got to see footage of him performing with Zianna there. So thank you so much for joining us today, TJ. I'm going to hand it over to you. You're welcome to introduce yourself. I want to know what musician you would like to hang out with most as well.
Yes, Corey. Thank you so much. This is like the second introduction, man. Obviously my name is TJ and I'm 23. The musician I would like to hang out the most with is Burna Boy, simply because he's the biggest artist right now in Africa. And you know, I don't know a more inspirational artist right now than Burna Boy, you know. So yeah, that's the musician I would like to hang out with the most right now. So Corey, should I start or do you have anything else to say before I start?
No, that's all done apart from Burna Boy is a great choice. Like, I shouldn't have gone first because I wanted to change my choice, each person that said.
No, you can't change your choice.
But all over to you, TJ. Take it away.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah, I was telling Corey and Rachel that, you know, like, I've always wanted to do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm even trying to start a podcast with a couple of my friends, and every time we go on Instagram live and, you know, we're just there just chatting and people can join in, and they're always saying, oh, you guys should start a podcast, we'll totally listen, you know what I'm saying, and like they just find us funny and stuff like that. So I've always wanted to start to do a podcast, so doing this is, you know, it's a big honor for me. And yeah, man, and I hope you all are doing great. I hope you're doing spectacular and all that stuff. All that good stuff. All I'm going to be talking about today is, you know, just my journey as an artist and, you know, like, you know, how I started, everything I've learned and stuff like that, and just who I am as a person and how I found myself. And I started when I was in like secondary, like at 8. And how did I even start? So I never made a decision that I would go into music. Like, I clocked that I had a little bit of a talent, like a tiny bit of a talent in singing. And I was just singing one time and my friend heard me and he was like, oh, you know, you got a little nice voice, you know? And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, man. And then that was when I low-key realized, okay, I've got like a little thing about singing. And then gospel choir started in my secondary school, innit? So I joined, and then that was when I fully got into singing. I fully got into singing because of gospel and stuff. And so gospel, because I always used to go to church, innit? And so from church, you know, like I got into the choir in church. When I started, I thought like I was a lot better than, so I thought I was a lot better than I actually was, you know what I'm saying? And I was just looking at like other artists and other gospel artists, and I'll see the things that they do. And I'll be like, bro, how did they do that? And one of the things I always wanted to do was like, you know, learn how to do riffs and stuff like that. Like, you know, just learn how to like play around with my voice. And I would hear artists do like amazing stuff with their voice. And I would try what they do, but I would never be able to actually do it. And I'll be so frustrated and thinking like, how can I do this? How can I do that? How can I do this? You know? And like, I just kept trying and trying and trying again until one day I actually, you know, one time we're singing in gospel choir and I did something, and then someone like in front of me turned around and was like, bro, did you just do that? And I was like, yeah, man. And then, you know, I was so proud of myself that I actually, you know, did like a riff. I did a run, you know what I'm saying? I was so proud of myself, man. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hard work is paying off, innit? And yeah, man. So now, right now I'm rapping it, but I wasn't rapping in secondary school at all. I was just a singer. And yeah, man, so I carried on singing. And then in sixth form, like I was going through like personal issues and depression and stuff like that. So like, I just stopped singing because of like personal issues in my life. And I just wasn't motivated to sing anymore. And, you know, so I just stopped singing and I quit. And then one time I was playing FIFA, I heard like an artist with like a deep, beautiful, like heavenly voice, and like just sounded like God, basically, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, I would love to sound like this guy, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, like I didn't start singing straight away because I heard him, but I was just like thinking, okay, if I started singing again, I would like to have like a voice like this, you know what I'm saying? I would like to have, you know, a kind of like soulful, deep bassy voice, you know what I'm saying? And that was what just sparked the motivation to get back into singing again. And yeah, man. And one thing I tell people, because people ask me like, oh, like, you know, I want to improve my voice. Like, how did you get good and stuff like that? I just told them, listen, you don't have to be singing all the time. Because when I actually stopped singing was when I got better, because I had so much time to think about the voice I would like to have, you understand? So when I started singing again, I found that I was so much better, because the time off actually allowed me to like think and visualize and create the voice I would like to have, you understand? So that's what I just tell artists. I just ask them, what kind of voice do you want to have? You know what I'm saying? Don't just sing, but think about it. Like, what kind of voice do you want to have as an artist? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man. So when I started singing again, and yeah, I got back into it. And yeah, man, I just kept getting better and better and better. And I started to have my own identity. So like, I wanted to sound like this guy Quabs that I found on FIFA. But then I started to discover my own voice. You know what I'm saying? So Quabs was just the motivation I used to get back into singing. But I started to find my own voice, and I started to like know what I wanted to sound like, not just sound like another artist. You know what I'm saying? That was just the motivation. You understand? So
I just wanted to say, I'm glad you said, I was going to ask, who was it that you were listening to on FIFA?
Yeah. So yeah, his name was called Quabs. So he's like a Ghanaian British type of singer. He's appeared on BBC before. Yeah, man, like he just had this amazing voice. And I was just like, listen, I need to have this kind of voice. Like, You know what I'm saying? So when I got into uni, I was still just singing. Like, I wasn't rapping. I was just in, like, because it was freshers and people were just getting to know each other and stuff, yeah? And then I saw this, like, group of artists and, you know, they were freestyling and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh, they're rapping. All right, cool. Let me just hear what they're saying. And then I found out that, you know, I met this guy called Junior. And this guy would just, like, he could make up anything in his head and just keep going for literally hours. I'm not even exaggerating. Hours and hours and just keep going. And I was just like, how is he doing this? He was just making it up and he was just freestyling, just rapping. So freestyling is basically the art of, like, you're either singing, you could either be singing or rapping, or even playing an instrument, but you're just making stuff up off the top of your head. Like, you're just coming up with stuff on the spot. And this guy was amazing. Probably the best freestyler I've ever heard, like, in my life that I know personally. You know what I'm saying? And I was just looking at him in awe, like, how the hell does he do that? And then I tried joining and stuff, but obviously I wasn't as good as them. But I left there thinking, like, yo, I would love to be able to just come up with, like, rhymes at the top of my head. So I met this guy, Kaylin. I met Kaylin when I was with them. And Kaylin was like, yeah, man, I would love to learn how to freestyle too. So let's learn together, innit? So every Wednesday, I met up with Kaylin. And we'll just put on, like, beats on YouTube and we'll just, like, try freestyling. We'll try go back to back. And we're just learning how to rap, innit? And, yeah, man. And I started to find that, okay, like, I'm good at what they call flowing. So flowing and rapping is when you got good rhythm. You can stay on the beat. Like, everything you're saying makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So I found out that, okay, yeah, I'm good at flowing and stuff like that. So I just stuck with that. And, you know, I started to improve. And people started to recognize me for being able to sing and being able to rap. And they're like, you know, not too many people do that. Like, what's it called? I can't remember her name, but what's her name? Yeah, like Amani said, she's talking about Drake here, that she would love to meet Drake. Drake is like, he's a perfect example of singing and rapping. And that's what he's known for, because some tracks he can rap, and some he's able to do both and just interchange and stuff like that. So yeah, so being in uni was a big part of my music career, because without uni, I probably wouldn't have ever gone on stage. You know what I'm saying? And I remember the first time I was on stage, man. And before that, I'd never been studio. And one of my friends that encouraged me to actually get into music and actually do music, he was like, oh yeah, man, let's make a song. And so we, like, you know, went in his room, and we're just going through beats, found a beat, and then we're like, yeah, man, let's write to this. And then we wrote to it, and we're like, wow, this is making sense. So we wrote to it, we made the song, and my first time in studio, man, I didn't know, like, I'd never been in a studio, didn't know how anything worked. I was just as nervous as I was, like, at the start of this podcast. Like, I was nervous as hell, man, because I was like, oh, I've never done this before. How does this work? And that's the thing in life, man. Like, you just have to just try stuff and do stuff. Like, you might fail, you might make mistakes, man, but you just have to just get over that first hurdle, man. When you get over that first hurdle, it gets easier, I promise. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. So we made the song, and, like, we showed people. People were like, yeah, man, this is sick song. So we're like, you know what? There's an up and coming talent show. So we're like, yeah, man, let's do it. I'd never been on stage before, man. And but we'd, like, so on the day of the show, I think we went, like, last or second to last or something like that. So we got to watch everyone that came before us, innit? And I saw the way they performed, I saw the way they move, and I'm like, I was nervous, my heart was palpitating, man. And I was like, what am I gonna do? But I was watching people, and I saw how confident artists were, I saw the way they moved around the stage, I saw the way they owned the stage, like, you know, they knew that they were the guys, you understand? So I was just like, you know what, that's the way I'm gonna move on stage. So we get on stage, and they're cheering us on. And when we start doing the song, it's like, it's quiet. Everyone's just watching us. I'm like, oh my God, they're watching me. Oh no, they're watching me. But I noticed that my friend's body language, like, he was too stiff. So in my head, I was just thinking, you know what? don't be like him. Like the guy I was performing with, the guy I did the song with, I noticed his body language was hella stiff. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to be like him. I'm just going to, if he wants to be stiff, let him be stiff. But I'm going to move around the stage and I'm going to interact with the crowd and stuff. And then when I did my verse, the crowd, they didn't cheer for him, but they cheered for me after I'd done my verse. And they were like, woo! And the, oh my God. The way I got gassed after that, I'm like, yeah, like this music stuff is for real, man. Because after like walking off stage, my head was ringing. I was buzzing. I was like, that felt amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just being on stage and stuff and people loving you and cheering you on. I'm like, listen, I need to have more of this, man. So uni gave me an opportunity to like to come out of my shell, man. Because if I never did that, if I never went to uni, I would have never been on stage. If I'd never been on stage, I'd never gone over the hurdle of actually being on stage and performing on stage. And what I learned being on stage is just having confidence. Even if you don't have confidence, like just act like you do. You know what I'm saying? Just act like you've got confidence. It doesn't even matter if you don't. Because if you act like you don't have confidence, the crowd will feed off that and say, oh, no, he doesn't have confidence. He doesn't have energy. They'll be quiet. But when you act like you do, then, you know what I'm saying, then they will react in that order. You know what I'm saying? So one of my biggest moments was when I actually, I was supposed to like prepare material, some material to for like a talent show. This was in my second year. And I didn't have enough time to prepare material. So I told them, like, listen, I won't be able to perform no more. Like, I wouldn't be able to, you know, because I'm too nervous. I didn't have enough time to prepare. So I was just like, you know what, like, just cancel me out of the show. But I still ended up going to the show just to see, like, who's performing and stuff. And in last minute, I told the director of the show, the person who organized it, like, you know what, let me just go on. Let me just go on, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll make something up, like, I can freestyle. Because before we came in, before the show started, I got a friend who plays the piano. And then I had another friend who, like, he was playing, like, he was sitting on some, like, wooden thing and he would play as a drum. So we were freestyling before the show started. And I was just like, you know what? I can actually do this. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, you know what? Just put me in the show. I wasn't that nervous because, like, to think, like, I'm going on stage and I don't have anything prepared. Like, I should be nervous as hell. But I wasn't nervous and I went on with my big chest, like, yeah, you know, going on stage and be like, welcome to the stage, TJ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, man. So I explained to the crowd, listen, I'm going to be freestyling. So if what I'm saying isn't making any sense, bear with me. And, you know, like, I did what I did. And people loved it. Like, you know what I'm saying? My friend was on the piano. My friend was on, like, the little wooden drum. And, yeah, man, I was just expressing myself on stage. And people loved it. I was just rapping, singing. And, yeah, man, even a girl that I thought didn't like me, she came up to me and said, like, oh, TJ, I didn't know you were that talented, you know? And I was buzzing, you know what I'm saying? I was absolutely gassed, man. So, yeah, man. So, like, it was a big deal just being able to freestyle on stage. I can actually say that I have freestyled on stage, you know what I'm saying? And at the first, this is someone that, you know, at first year of uni, like, I couldn't freestyle at all. I wasn't even rapping. And to think in the second year, I would be freestyling on stage. I never thought I'd be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, if you persevere at anything, like, if you just try again, get over those hurdles that, you know, that you're so scared of to jump over in the beginning, man. When you get over, like, the first one, the second one, the third one, you know what I'm saying? It gets easier and easier until you get to the point where it's like, rah, this is easy for me. I can't believe I ever struggled with this. So, yeah, man. So, after uni, I was still doing music here and there, but I wasn't that motivated. And, I wasn't that motivated, man. And I didn't really have, like, an artist name. The artist name I had was the name that my friend made up so that he can put the name on the song so that we can put it on, like, Spotify and stuff like that. But I never really had my own actual artist name. And one time I was just thinking, man, and I was just thinking, like, I was just thinking of best stuff. And I was just thinking, oh, if I was a superhero, what would my name be and stuff like that? And then I was thinking about, like, all sorts of, like, spiritual stuff. Like, I don't know, like, I can't really remember what I was thinking about. But the name Bano came to my head. And I was thinking, bruh, okay, I'm not too sure about calling my artist name Bano, because it, like, I'll be thinking, what will people think about this name? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any, like, you know what I'm saying? But the name to me means, it means let my spirit fly. You know what I'm saying? So it means I'm someone that, you know, like, I'm just a free spirit that just expresses himself. That's what the name means to me. So I made the name up and I, you know, gave the name a meaning. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, it didn't make too much sense to me. I was like, okay, you know what? Before I make this my artist name, let me really think about this, if this is a good decision. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? Why not? Let me just do me. Like, because I was always someone that cared what people think, like, cared what people thought. And I just had to get over that hurdle and be like, you need to do you, man. You can't care what people think. You can't care because there's only one you on this earth, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be that you unapologetically, innit? You know what I'm saying? So I changed my Instagram name to Bano, and people started calling me. I remember the first time someone called me Bano, I was like, what? Is it me you're calling? You know what I'm saying? And I got gassed. Because, like, people actually recognize me by this name that I call myself. And, you know, with everything that the name means to me, you know, I was like, wow, people actually recognize me, you know, by this name. And that just felt incredible, innit? So, yeah, well, like, identity-wise, man, like, music helped me find my identity. And I found my identity in music, and I just started to know who I am. So if you're an artist or whatever, or, like, you're into music, man, who are you in music? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make an identity for yourself. Who are you? And this identity has to be unique. It has to be you. You can't, you know, compare yourself to other people too much. You can't care what people think too much. You just have to focus on that identity. Like, who am I? Who am I? And the more you do that, the more you would get this, you know, kind of like vague image, and you start to, like, okay, you start to understand who you are, and things will start making sense. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I was able to find my identity in my music, and yeah, man, and I haven't looked back, you know what I'm saying? So what else did I want to say? So yeah, man, just not caring what others think. That's a big point. Not caring what others think, and just being able to freely express yourself, man. That's one thing music has allowed me to do, is just express myself and just, you know, say things to the world that come from within me, come from my spirit, come from my soul, and just bring it out. So it's just like, it's a medium for me to bring out what is inside out, and just, you know what I'm saying, and just not care what people think, just do me. You understand? So that's what music means to me, man. Music is it's almost spiritual. It's almost spiritual because the reason why music is spiritual to me is because, you know, you could be poor, man. Like, you could absolutely have no money. Like, I've heard of a lot of artists that have come from nothing, but in their music, they're always rapping about money. They're always rapping like they have stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're always rapping like they are someone. And what it does is that it actually manifests it. So you could have nothing. You could have no confidence, no money, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you, in your music, you can act like you actually are. But what you're doing, you're not lying. You're not pretending. What you're doing is manifesting. Is that because you're sending out positive vibes to the universe, man. And, you know, you're actually creating wealth. You're actually creating confidence because you are just on that vibration. And that's what music can do, man. Amongst other things, man, music can bring people together. Like, music can, you know, you can, like, me, I'm always singing on this, like, if I'm walking to the shop, I'm singing. So there was one time that I was singing, man, and I must have walked past someone, and then they turn around, and, like, I'd already walked past them, but they had to just run back. Like, they ran up to me, and they were like, wow, you got an amazing voice, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is there anywhere I can find your music and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, man, I do music as well. And that's how we linked up. So music is a great thing to bring people together. And people that would never meet, You know what I'm saying? They might listen to the same music and they might be on YouTube or whatever, and that's where they might meet because they listen to the same music and somehow they just found each other. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, let me just get a little drink of water real quick. Yeah, man, I would say that just to add to my previous point of what music means to me, so I wrote down 3 points, and to me, music is for what music means to me personally. I think music is meant for uplifting people. Music is meant for expressing yourself, and music is meant for sending a message. So uplifting people, I'm a big fan of making uplifting music. So I should be able, as an artist, I should be able to make music that if someone is feeling down, you know what I'm saying, they can listen to my music and be like, yeah, man, I'm back up. And they can start having dreams again. They can start bouncing back. You know what I'm saying? And uplifting people is a huge deal, man, because as an artist, you know, you being able to uplift people is a superpower, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you're able to get someone who wasn't feeling great about themselves, who wasn't feeling confident about themselves, and you're able to get them up. You're able to give them a boost of energy. You're able to make them start feeling themselves again. And that's a big deal, man. Expressing yourself, man, you know, just showing yourself as you are to the world, which I've already explained. You know, that's another thing that music means to me personally. I'm a big fan of expressing myself, not caring, just open, you feel me? And sending a message. So artists, if anything is going on in the world, like there's a lot going on in Nigeria right now and stuff, like, you know, just anything that is going on in the world that you feel like it needs to be talked about, you can actually express it through your music. And if you get to a platform, if you get to a stage in your career where you can reach millions of people, that's a big deal, because you can send powerful messages to people. You know, you can send, like, art. There were several artists that during, like, the first lockdown, and people were feeling so down and so, you know, like, you know, they were feeling so scared because of the virus and stuff like that. Like, people didn't know what was going on. You know, there were artists that were just, you know, just spreading positivity and just, you know, just spreading, you know, that message to people that, listen, don't be scared, everything's gonna be all right. And, you know, because this is their favorite artist sending this message, it means a lot to them. You know what I'm saying? So sending messages through your music is a big deal. So, like, that's one of the reasons why, you know, that's one of the reasons why I work on my lyrics a lot, man. Just, you know, I don't just want my lyrics to just be average, basic. Like, my lyrics need to be something that when the listener, like, hears it, it triggers something in them. You know what I'm saying? It triggers something, you know, whether it educates them or whether it motivates them. Like, it has to make you feel something. If you're like, if I'm making music and my listeners don't feel anything, the audience don't feel anything, then you're not very effective as an artist. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's what music means to me. And aspirations, man, I just see myself just making huge impacts, man. Like, you know, one, obviously, like, I know what it means to perform on stage at, like, a small level in uni where you're performing for your friends, or you're not performing for too many people in it. But I want to be able to perform for thousands of people, man, because I've already felt like a little bit of what that high is when you perform for, like, a small amount of people. So, you know, I want to know what it feels like to perform for thousands of people, like, the kind of energy, you know what I'm saying, when so many people love you and they buy tickets, they're here to see you, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it's an amazing experience, man. And I would love to experience that as an artist. So I want to see how far I can go, man. You know what I'm saying? And even off music, like, if I'm able to make a lot of money doing music, I would give it back. I would give it back to the people, man. I would, you know, I'll make sure I start foundations. I'll make sure I, you know what I'm saying? Because sharing is caring, man. Like, you know, one thing that I'm starting to hear a lot, because I've been researching like, just business tips and business ideas. And one thing I keep hearing is that, you know, you have to be someone that is willing to share. Like, even if you're losing money, even if you're giving money, even, you just have to be willing to share, because it comes back to you. Because if I share, let's say, if I share with Corey, right, and I don't have too much myself, Corey would be able to spread good messages about me and be like, oh, TJ's sharing, I'm TJ's, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, good messages travel around, man. You know, like word of mouth travels a lot, you know what I'm saying? And word will get round back to me that, bro, like, you know, TJ's giving, TJ's sharing, and people are going to be more open about me because they heard from Corey that, oh, TJ's, he's a sharer, he's a giver, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, what goes around comes around. So if I'm ever able to make a lot of money in music, man, I would give it right back. Without a doubt, you know what I'm saying? I would do stuff, I would start projects, I would do things that, you know, that will bring people up, whether it's, you know, financially, whether it's spiritually, you can uplift them with your messages, whether it's, I don't know, just anything you can give, like, I'll be willing to give, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know, being an artist means to me, man, just being able to give, man, just being able to give, and not just all the time just wanting, not all the time just seeing what you can get from people, but always seeing what you can give. Because giving is more important than receiving to me. You know what I'm saying? You can always have something to give, you know? So, yeah, man. So I'd just love to make it big in music, man. So that's me. that's my whole talk, man. And obviously I was so nervous at the start, man, but like, you know, yeah, like I said, man, like in life, you just have to get over like the first hurdles, man. You just have to just climb over that first wall, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whatever challenges are in front of you, face them. Like, it doesn't matter what they are, face them, because the first ones are always going to be difficult. Because I remember we're doing like a music session, man, and one of my friends, like, he's not really a freestyler like that, and we're all freestyling, and he was so scared, he was so nervous to come out of his shell. And I just told him, listen, man, life is about falling on your face. Like, you have to fall on your face, man. You know, especially if you're doing something for the first time. The first few times you will fail, you will make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? You just have to understand that, like, listen, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to flop. But the quicker you get over that first hurdle, the better it is. You know what I'm saying? You just have to face it, make that mistake and get over it and move on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what life is about, man. And yeah, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys and, you know, sharing, you know, my experience and everything I've learned and my journey as an artist, man. I apologize for being so nervous at the start, man. I just...
Honestly, no apology needed. You were excellent. Thanks so much, TJ. Like, you covered so much. Like, I've got, like I said, a million questions to ask because I really liked a lot of what you're saying, from the messaging that you're sending out of positivity to having purpose behind the music you're making and thinking about the other people that are listening to that, to even the stuff you said about using inspiration. So I can ask you more, but before I ask another question, just does anyone else want to say what they thought about listening to that talk, or if they have a question for TJ, it'd be nice to hear.
Can I just say, that is honestly one of the most inspirational things I've ever like heard. Like, I'm just starting my journey into like music tech and like getting into producing and stuff. And hearing that from you means so much to me, because like I can then like, now I have some sort of like, what's the word? Like courage and bravery to kind of put my voice on a track, you know, and not like be worried about what other people think. So like, just thanks a lot, man.
Man, that means a lot, man. That means a lot. And I know the, you know, the potential of Jao, man. Jao is amazing. He's amazing. And Jao, what I would say to you, man, is just, you know, what you said to me just means a lot, man. Believe in yourself and just back it up with work, man. Back it up with work. And another thing that I didn't quite mention in my little talk here is, in music, yeah, connections is basically everything. You know what I'm saying? You knowing people, you just going out there, like, you know, socializing with people, like, you know, Jao, your producer, you know, meet with other producers. Don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? Meet with other producers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just have the mindset of just networking and just, you know, just take yourself out there, man. Mingle with people. Find out what people know. Because, you know, someone could tell you about a mistake they've made, and you, because you've listened to this person, you don't have to make that same mistake. Or someone could give you a benefit, a tip that could, you know, that could just save you years of hard work. You know what I'm saying? So just knowing people, man, just knowing people. And Jao, man, you've got so much potential. You've got so much talent. You just need to know that. You just need to run with that and just act like you've made it already. You know what I'm saying? Most of it is confidence, man. It's just confidence and just knowing that you have what you have. You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that, you know what? I might not be where I want to be right now, but I know I'll get there. Just having that patience and having that, you know, confidence, that belief that you will definitely make it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
Thanks for sharing that advice. And thanks for saying that, Jao. It's really nice to hear what you've been thinking of the talk. Has anyone else got a question they'd like to ask?
Me. That was really inspiring. So, yeah. Just want to say.
Okay, so she said it was really inspiring. Thank you so much. thank you so much, and I hope that you are working like every day to, you know, be the best artist you can be, man. Because I remember when I went BBC with her, like, she's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Especially for a young person, a young girl. And I think the only thing that she lacked, like I said to Joe, was just confidence, man. Just like one thing I've learned with just being an artist is that it's not just confidence, man. It's just you just having that swag, like you just having that composure, you know, especially with, like, when you're a singer, man, there's a certain composure, there's a certain swag, there's a certain, like, elegance that you need to carry yourself with, you need to sing with, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that comes with confidence. So just every day, I hope you're working and you're hoping, and I hope that you're just, you know, trying to build that confidence and build that swag. And like when people hear you sing, they're like, yeah, I know who she is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Oh, thank you. And that's some really, really positive advice. I want to ask a quick question, if you don't mind, TJ. I really liked what you said about when you was at uni and you're learning to freestyle with your mate. And I like the idea of you guys learning together. Did that make it, like, easier to learn or harder? What was that like, learning with someone else?
It made it so much easier because that, like, there was a little bit of, like, competition going on, like, within me, with me and him. So if one of us is freestyling and we're, like, flopping or whatnot, then the other person be like, shut up, man, let me go, you're fluffing. So yeah, man, his name was Kaelin. And with me and Kaelin, that competition just, like, really helped, man, because it just brought out the best of both of us. And, you know, it just, the fact that we were working on it together and we're actually meeting up every week, it just gave us, like, more fuel to actually learn this and actually improve as artists and actually improve on, it wasn't just freestyling we're doing, we're working on writing, working on music, and it just added fuel to that fire, man. So if not for Kaelin, I don't know if I'll still be rapping or doing music, man. I don't know, but I'm definitely very grateful that I met someone like him, man. You know, so, you know, which adds to my point again with Jao, man, just people are such a big deal, man. Just knowing people, like, even if they're not giving you tips, but even just meeting people that encourage you, man. Because I've met so many people on Insta, man. Because Insta is the social media platform I use the most. And so many people, like, message me and be like, listen, bro, I love what you're doing. You know, keep doing what you're doing. And just offer me so much encouragement and so much, you know, just so much good vibes. You know what I'm saying? And just, it just, that pushes me to go on further, man. And that's another thing that it taught me, is to encourage people. So if you know someone that is doing something good, encourage them, push them, because they might be in a stage where they don't really believe in themselves, but because of that little encouragement, that little encouragement that you've given to them, that might change their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Because someone could commit suicide from having just a few bad days in a row, and it's the opposite with positivity, you know. You could change someone's life by just encouraging them. That changes their day, and then that changes their whole month, changes their whole year. You understand what I'm saying? So positivity is so underrated, man. Just encourage people, man. You know, especially what one thing I know is with young people don't encourage themselves too much, man. It's when they start getting older, that's when they know that, oh yeah, you know, that, you know, they start getting mature and they start, you know, encouraging themselves. But it, like, fam, it doesn't matter how young you are. Encourage, because that comes back to you, because when you're down, you would want someone to encourage you. You would want someone to feed you positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? So do the same to people. It doesn't matter if it looks like they're better than you or they're in a better situation than you. Give positivity, give encouragement, because it always comes back, man.
Wow, that's such good advice to hear. And it's just nice how you're talking about that openly and honestly. I'm happy that your friend did challenge you and you guys kept at it, because you're very talented and I think it's paying off for sure. And like, something that you just picked up on then is about positive reinforcement and encouraging each other. And I think, you know, right now we're going into another lockdown and it's going to be hard to be quite like, to get inspired. And have you got any tips for like staying inspired while in lockdown? I know it's hard, we're all going through that challenge, but what if you're into music and you want to stay inspired and you want to be creative in lockdown? Have you got any tips?
Yeah, one thing I'm starting to realize is how underrated inspiration is. And there's a little like scripture that is in the Bible and says, as a man thinks, so he is. And that's in Proverbs. And what that means is that you generally are what you think about. You know, like when they say, oh, you are what you eat. It's the same thing, because you don't just intake oxygen. You don't just intake food. But the information you take in is almost like food. It's like mental food. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and one thing I had to work on was intaking more, like more of the information that will motivate me and inspire me. You know what I'm saying? So this lockdown, man, I would say inspire yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rather than just being on social media all the time, or, you know, rather than just, you know, you listening to stuff that doesn't benefit you, I would say start listening to things that inspire you, that benefit you, that motivate you in whatever aspects that you're doing. Because I was speaking to one of my friends, he's into business, he's an entrepreneur. And he said one thing that really helped him was that he just started intaking more of the information that he needed. So if he wanted to invest in property or stocks, he would listen to podcasts that talk about stocks or properties. And he would listen to YouTube videos that talk about that. So he was just like digesting and intaking what he actually needed. You know what I'm saying? And that gave him so much fuel, motivation, and information that he actually needed, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things I would say, is keep yourself inspired. That makes you feel, it makes you feel stronger, it makes you feel better, and it makes you more equipped to do what you actually need to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's one of the tips I would give this lockdown. Another tip I would give is just don't be worried. Like, worry doesn't do anything. Worry, fear, it doesn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? And you just being worried about what you can't control is, you know what I'm saying, is not smart. Because you are wasting so much energy and so much, you know, time on what you cannot control. And it's not the smartest thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you can control, control it. Make the most out of it, which is yourself. You can control what you think about. You can control what you do. You know what I'm saying? And be the light that your environment needs. Be the light that people need, man. Because, you know, you might not feel the best, but people around you need encouragement. Encourage them. Be the light around them. You know, because in these times, man, because I used to just be affected by what was going on. And I just had to tell myself, man, that you cannot change what is going on out there, but you can change what is going on in here. You understand what I'm saying, you know? And yeah, man, just stop complaining. Stop being scared. Stop worrying. You know what I'm saying? Because you are literally affecting your environment. You know what I'm saying? If you feel down, your environment around you is down because they feed off your energy. So if your energy is down, then your environment will be more likely down. But if you're uplifting and you're motivated, then you will impact your environment in that same way. You understand what I'm saying? Which brings me back to my point of believing in yourself, man. You just have to believe that people are depending on you, man, and you need to be the best that you need to be. You understand? Because people do need that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's what I'll say.
That was a perfect lockdown advice. Like, honestly, thanks for sharing that. That was really thoughtful. And I'm going to take that on myself, like, let alone just the young people on the call. I think everyone can benefit from what you said. That was really, really nice of you. Thank you so much. Like, the reason why I haven't asked you that much, because you covered so much in what you said. And I really appreciate you giving that advice, because it's not just us here today. You know how RF works. We want to share it with everyone at RF. And then these podcasts go public. We want all of our listeners to hear this advice. So it means a lot to us for you to share what you've been through, your experience, yeah, and your advice.
Thank you.
Sorry, can you say that again?
No, I was just saying thank you so much, Corey, man, for the amazing encouragement, introduction, everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's probably more the other way around. Like, you're giving us encouragement and positivity. And where can people find you if they want to, like, find out some of your music?
Yeah, so I'm mostly on Instagram. So that's big_Bano. So that's BIG_BANO. That's where I am right now. I still need to create my Spotify. I've got a couple songs on there, but I just need to put my name on there, put like a picture, like create like a whole profile and just make everything official and stuff like that. So
thank you. Yeah, that helps, because I put it on the presentation at the start, but I realized the listeners wouldn't have been able to see that. So thanks for saying that. I think that's it. Just like, honestly, thanks so much. Thanks, Rachel, for arranging this. Amani, for helping out. Thanks, Aziana, Jao, Courtney, Georgie, and Rafay for joining. And thank you, TJ, for making this time and giving back, because so much of what you said is going to help a lot of people.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Hey, Rachel, thank you. Yeah, man, I hope you lot just continue to have like a fantastic, you know, fantastic day, and don't let this lockdown bring you down. Like I said, man, just be amazing people, man, like you already are. So yeah.
Like a diamond, you can be anything you want. You can see the silver lining, fly away and be free. It is all about the timing, yeah. Forward is the only direction. Stay strong and keep smiling. There is something I should let you know. 'Cause the future's brighter with you. No. Say today's the day you can make a change. You should become a believer. You can make a way. Your mind is a weapon, yeah. You can fly now, no. Do not care what they say now, yeah. Fly away now, yeah. Your mind is a weapon, yeah. You can fly now. Do not care what they say now, yeah. Fly away now, yeah. I can see you with the stars again, oh yeah. Be yourself, why would you try pretend? We can rise to Jupiter, my friend. There is nothing that can pull you down, yeah. Like the solar system, you will see. It's only W's can't be defeated. You know I'll be waving like the seas. There is nothing that is holding me. Yeah, your mind is a weapon, yeah. You can fly now, no. No. Do not care what they say now, yeah. Fly away now, yeah. Fly away.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. I love listening to the song that Zhao and TJ made together. Honestly, every time I listen to it, I hear new different pieces that I didn't notice before. It's so well made. Thanks for letting us use this, sharing it with us. And also, TJ, thanks for sharing your advice in this episode. We really appreciate it. Thanks, Zhao, for joining. We could hear you at the gym as well, so it's really nice that you took part. And I think it's all about sharing your positive advice and helping each other through difficult times. And I think you both and everyone who took part in this episode has really embodied that. And I just want to say thank you to our listeners for sticking it out right until the end. And I just want to let you know that we are a local youth charity. We're a very small team, so if you love this content, you want to see more, listen back to the ones we made last year and how we got through them, you know, 19 episodes that are full of inspiration. Also, have a look at our YouTube channel where you can see from when we used to go and visit, you can see the actual fun stuff the young people get up to. Plus, you can see a film with a young person that's graduated from our program and the impact that Renaissance Foundation has had on his life. And then lastly, if you want to donate, please go to our website. You can find links to our Just Given page and how to donate there. And you can also find out how to refer a young person to us, because we understand there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment, and we just want to help any way that we can. So any questions, get in touch with us. You know where to find us. And if you like this episode or any episode so far, please share it with anyone, because we think we all need that inspiration, and every view/listen/share really counts to us. We want to carry on making these.